It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, December 7th. I'm Patricia Knapp. A project more than a year in the making culminated last Thursday when the results from a water quality test to the North Fork area was shown to the public. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The Western Slope Conservation Center, along with the University of Colorado and Boulder, teamed up to do a baseline water test of wells, springs, and surface water in the area. Here at the Paonia Library, Jessica Lewin, the primary researcher in the study, ran through the findings.
So what did we find? We looked at BTEX, which stands for benzene, toluene, ethylbenzene, and xylene. They're volatile organic compounds, which means they can easily change from the liquid state to the gaseous state. They're found in formations like shale, gasoline, sometimes fracturing fluids, and industrial solvents. There are health risks associated with them after long-term exposure over the National Primary Drinking Water Standard. But all of the BTEX samples in the watershed were below the method detection limit of the lab. So that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Yay! And so then next we looked at methane.
Methane was low too. Every marker they looked at fell into the safe range. There were some elevated levels of calcium, but that's just a sign of hard water. There were no major fluctuations based on the seasons, either. She did hedge that these were the tests of specific wells, not the whole area.
No significant seasonal differences were found in any of the analytes. And then it's important again to note that the sample size for the report is relatively small. It may not capture the full seasonal range, and it may not characterize the water quality for the entire watershed.
Carol Pierce was in attendance. I talked to Carol over a year ago when her well water was being gathered by the CU Boulder team. The results were welcome news.
I'm glad the results were what they were, so we know that we're starting out at a level that isn't questionable so much with anything that might relate to gas production.
And that's what it's about. The project is about creating a baseline. This is Conservation Center's Executive Director, Alex Johnson.
What this now provides us is a tool for monitoring change in the future. And one of the primary changes could be from oil and gas development. So we now have this incredible opportunity that a lot of other communities haven't had to know what the water quality is before oil and gas development. And hopefully in our area, we won't have any negative deleterious effects from oil and gas, but now at least we'll know if we do.
Johnson and the researchers for CU Boulder encourage the well owners to keep testing their wells into the future and to keep an eye on local water quality. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
A recent report finds many Coloradans continue to struggle to make ends meet. KVNF's Laura Pomisano has more.
The state's job market and economy seem strong. However, the Colorado Center on Law and Policy's annual State of Working Colorado report tells a different story. Michelle Webster is the center's manager of research and policy analysis.
We found, you know, although all the jobs have come back since the recession, have primarily been low-wage jobs, so jobs paying less than a self-sufficiency wage, and that overall, median hourly wages are down.
The paper also finds poverty remains high in the state. Webster says that's tied to stagnant pay, even though worker productivity is up.
The overall poverty rate in Colorado is 12%, which is still pretty high in a place where, you know, it seems that the economy is doing pretty well. People are back to work, but have not seen an increase in their wages, which means that they are still struggling.
Webster says the goal of the report is to shed light on income inequality and hopefully inspire policymakers to do something about it, such as increasing the minimum wage. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Former town clerk Barbara Peterson is suing the town of Paonia for $700,000. Peterson was dismissed almost a year ago. She's now suing the town for violation of her constitutional rights and for wrongful termination. A public hearing was held last spring in which Peterson challenged the firing, but the decision stood. Peterson is now looking for compensation for humiliation, mental damages, and loss of reputation. Officer Garrett Swayze was laid to rest on Friday at a service at New Life Church in Colorado Springs. Swayze was one of three killed in a shootout at a Planned Parenthood clinic last week. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
Swayze's coffin was draped with an American flag and law enforcement officers served as pallbearers. He was remembered as a man of faith, family, and courage who gave the ultimate sacrifice in the line of duty. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper spoke at the service.
When a fellow officer needed him, when his community needed him, when his God called him, he answered the call. And I'm proud to live in a state where people like Garrett Swayze, where they help create the community that we sometimes take for granted.
Hickenlooper called Swayze's sacrifice humbling. Services for Kier Stewart and Jennifer Murkowski are also happening this week. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs.
The alleged gunman in the shootings, Robert Deere, is scheduled for a court appearance. On Wednesday when formal charges are expected. For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.